Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, September 17th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, listening to us tonight, being part of what we're all experiencing, what we're all going to go through. And I'm excited about tonight and what my segment is going to be about. And I'm also very excited about what Sue will bring to us and what Bob will bring. But I'm also excited about what the teaching will be about tonight. So once I pray the call in, we'll go to Sue for what should be a wonderful teaching that will edify us in the Lord. So let's go ahead and pray the call now. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done to prepare us to receive this blessing. Thank you that over the last 13 years of the big call, we've been talking about a lot of different information, a lot of things, many of which we're going to experience here very shortly. We thank you for all that you're doing in our lives to get us ready for this. Help us to be good stewards of the blessing and to lift up humanity around the globe. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Sue, this is a great time. It's what Bob says, the week starts at 9 o'clock p.m. tonight. And I think he's right in many ways. And your teaching that you bring to us is just that. It's a way to start the week for us in a wonderful educational way.
Thank you, Bruce. And it's true, because when we come together and we contemplate and put our deepest heart and attention on these, we're actually taking ourselves higher. Hence the title of this, Connect with Eagles. And I'm going to dedicate it to this beautiful group of leaders and all the people that also invested in the world-class presentation and the Golden Wisdom Bundle and the pod, People of Divinity. Thank you for bringing your heart, your purity, and your desire to be the best leaders and to bring the best and highest in Christ to our world. To J and K, and to, as always, everything that matters. Connect with Eagles. In the scripture, Naomi and her daughter-in-law, Ruth, were both widows. They were living in Bethlehem, very poor. Ruth would go out in the harvest fields each morning and pick up leftover wheat. It looked as if this was their destiny, to just barely survive together. But Naomi saw a man named Boaz. He was the owner of all the fields, one of the wealthiest men in that area. She not only recognized the favor on his life, but she respected it. She told Ruth, "I want you to dress up, put on perfume, and go meet this man." She was saying, in effect, "Boaz has favor. We need to connect with him." Ruth not only met with Boaz, but they fell in love and eventually married. And because she connected with someone with favor, she had more favor than she had ever imagined. When you recognize the favor, hold on one second, I'm getting back, on a person's life, and you respect that favor by connecting with it, by honoring them and learning from them, that favor will come back to you. Naomi could have thought, "Oh, Boaz, he's wealthy, he's busy, he's not going to have anything to do with us." She could have dismissed it and just stayed with the friends and where she was comfortable. If she had, we wouldn't be talking about her today. She recognized Boaz was an eagle, and she was willing to get out of her comfort zone. No doubt, she had to break away from a few chickens, spend less time with a couple of turkeys. She took these steps of faith and connected with an eagle. That's what opened new doors and took her and Ruth to a new level. Are there favor connections God has put in your life that you're overlooking? People who have what you want, who are further along? Don't be intimidated by their success. Be inspired. God put them there so you could connect. Their favor will flow down to you if you will honor and learn from them. Someone with more favor, more influence, and more vision, as with Boaz, can benefit you. You'll see new doors open, influence in greater ways, promotion that you couldn't have reached on your own. It will be because of a favor connection. What you sow into, you're going to reap. If you sow into worry connections, people are always upset, anxious, and worried, you're going to reap worry. If you sow into compromise connections, people who are pulling you down, causing you to give in to temptation, you're going to reap compromise. If you sow into gossip connections, critical connections, people who talk badly about the boss and complain about life, you're going to reap a negative, limited, discouraging life. But if you sow into the favor connections, into eagles, into people who are blessed, successful, and happy, that's what you'll reap. If you sow into people who've been where you want to go, who are out of debt, building orphanages, helping pay off other people's houses, and expanding their businesses, you're going to reap favor, increase, and new levels. We all have our friends. We have peers. Hopefully we have people we're helping, people we're mentoring. That's important. But we should have a few of these favor connections, people who are far ahead of us. In the natural, it looks as though we could never get there. That connection is the seed God is going to use to take you where you never dreamed. And I want to just close this and say, I had a member of the pod, and she said, you know, it's like having a person, one person below you, and then you need a person ahead of you so that you can be helped. And I want to dedicate that to her and to all the people that have helped me in my life. And that's all. That's the teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. That's a good point to make right there. I like this teaching about Boaz, Naomi, Ruth, and what I remember also in this example is that Boaz told the workers of the fields to leave a little extra from being harvested around the corners of the field. Leave it on purpose so that Ruth and Naomi could have access to some of the grain that was still left, and they could have that wheat for themselves. And when we talk about that in terms of gleaning the fields, that's where that expression comes from. The idea of gleaning or getting something extra out of that situation, that's what the women did. And Boaz sowed seed literally into their lives by letting them have the gleanings of the fields. And that obviously was a favor thing for them, and it was a very positive move that allowed the women to gain a harvest that they normally would not have access to. And they stepped out in faith for Boaz, and he received them, and he received Ruth in a beautiful way. And like you said, Sue, they ended up getting married, and that turned into a good thing. So I just think it's wonderful that that was part of the story. And I love the fact that you mentioned the favor and what was needed to get that favor, to gain that favor. And it was a very beautiful situation for the women. And it was a good thing for Boaz, too. I really know that there's more I wanted to say about that, but right now I'm having trouble bringing it up. I would say I might have another comment or two after Bob speaks, but Bob, what do you know about gleaning of the fields, and what do you know about this particular story? Maybe there's another aspect of it that you'll bring to us from your own experience.
Yeah, well, thank you. And, Sue, that was really great. It brings up so many memories. And I remember just a few. I went for an interview one time for a job as a CEO of a healthcare facility. Mm-hmm. And unbeknownst to me, somebody I had heard of and known of for years who had just retired as the CEO of Memorial Sloan Kettering Hospital in Manhattan was the chairperson of the search committee to find the new CEO. And I remember to this day, and this was in 1989, sitting with him at the university club, along with a number of other people, including the bishop and others that were interviewing me. And I was just awestruck at the beginning. It's like, wow, this is Bernie Kessner. And he proceeded to interrupt the interview about five times to tell his favorite jokes.
Oh.
And I remember the jokes, but I can't repeat them on the big call. And later, he would meet with me once a week, and we would go to lunch so he could be my mentor. And it was just really one of the most pleasurable things ever. And later, there was another person in that same town who was the founder of an accounting firm that had offices in 31 different countries. And this man's son was the commissioner of taxation. And I got to meet with him as well because he was a financial genius. And you had to be really good at finances to be a CEO. And I got to learn from him as well at luncheons and in budget meetings, finance committee meetings, and all the different people that they introduced me to. And including later, I got to meet and work with Mary Scanlon, who was the public relations advisor to McDonald's. And we were fortunate that she lived in our town also and accepted a contract to work with us to be our PR advisor.
Mm.
And later in life, met people through the Board of Advisors Mastermind who were best friends with her from afar. And I later met Stephen Levine, who was the first nutrition advisor to Memorial Sloan Kettering Hospital. And it's like just that one short period of time, all those things happened for me, and these were obvious people of favor that somebody like me, who was always being told, oh, you're too young to be the CEO, and you're not telling the truth. And I had all these amazing people that had favor all throughout their lives that saw somebody who was a young person coming up, and they're like, yeah, we'll help that guy. And it's not surprising that when you hear of people of favor that took others under their wing and gave them help and were such great examples for the younger people to grow with. And that was just a short period of 4 years in my life that those things occurred, and many, many, many other things occurred during that time as well. That was all during the time that I traveled back and forth to Russia, creating the first HMO in Russia. And all the people I met there, the equivalent of the president of the Senate in Russia, became a good friend of mine. And that all just came through meeting this person, then that person, then that person. Mm-hmm. And just like holding your breath and trying to fit in, not being overwhelmed. And thanks, Sue, for bringing that up, because it just, that was something that was 35 years ago now that it helped me to remember and brought back lots of great memories for me.
Wow, this is going to be really big, what I'm going to say. Thank you for that, Bob. Wow.
Bob, that was really good, and I enjoyed that experience that you took us through, and it made me think, Sue, in your teaching, you also mentioned someone that, toward the end of it, you mentioned something about building orphanages and helping other people. And I was thinking immediately about Bob and the two orphanages in the Dominican Republic that Bob has been instrumental in helping to get those built. And who knows how many other situations Bob has helped people in, you know, that has to do with mentoring and creating examples for us nutritionally and for health and everything else that he's done, like you said, over in Russia. Is that the Knesset, Bob? Is that their Senate?
Yeah, it's back then, before Boris Yeltsin abolished two branches of their government, they had the upper and lower house of the Duma, as well as which is the parliament, and the people's deputies, and like that. This gentleman was in the parliament.
Okay. Well, I think that's a tremendous connection, and you obviously had favor, Bob, to make those from the interviews and then the lunches and then the mentoring that was there for you. That's a really cool story. I love that. And thank you so much for that, Bob, and Sue, thank you for this teaching. Now, what are your comments about it, and what would you like to tell us that relates to you?
I'm going to enjoy this. What I really appreciated listening to you, Bob, I'm reading the teaching, and it's affecting me on a different level. And I'm noticing what was being framed there. So just put that on pause. And then to listen to Bob and to witness what you did for this community, because there was so much heart, so much connecting with other people and receiving the favor, literally being allowed to receive the favor, being open to learning was being shown, and open to stepping into more of who you were. And the way you said it and the way you brought it out, receiving it from other men, watch what I'm going to do, receiving it from other men and being mentored was about sharing favor, sharing blessing, and being able to receive. There was no ego in that. There was just like how lucky you were to be in that situation, because A, you were open, B, you wanted to give to life and see you were willing to step into and allow more good to come to you. So I'm going to take that, and I'm going to talk about during the bicentennial, being in a room with some of the most powerful people in America and being meant, but these are men, so this is going to be very interesting. Being mentored, being developed as a PR agent of a thing that was called the American Land Trust that was specifically developed for the Nature Conservancy. And so they were preserving land all across America. And I was sitting in the room with, you wouldn't believe who I was in the room with. And I enjoyed the stimulus of being with these people, and so I would speak up. And so then I got mentored to fly to New York to be part of all these things because they thought that, you know, I had some good ideas, I was creative, etc. And that started me on a path of a couple of other opportunities that I'm not going to go in because I want to make this last point very important. But it taught me that if you were willing, if you were open, if you gave your best, which is what everybody that's listening to this call, amazing things, favor will be drawn to you. Here's what I want to do with this teaching, though. When I was listening to it, something inside me was going, wow, what's going to happen with this poor woman, rich man picture? I'm taking a risk here. Hmm. What's going to happen, and it's, thank you, Bob and Bruce, what's going to happen? That's kind of an old story. It's called hypergamy, and it's like, it's look it up. What's going to happen when everyone has quote unquote money? It's not going to be putting on your perfume and charming your way into Boaz's life. It's going to be, how can we support each other? How can we be co-eagles and grow our internal resources, what we can give back, what we can do together, how we can contribute, just like you did, Bob, just like helping somebody contribute more. It's not going to be necessarily about everybody's going to have a good amount of money. It's going to, men and women are going to be suddenly, a lot of that dynamic is going to shift. And suddenly it's going to be about men and women finding and people finding the people that will, they'll look in their eyes and they'll say, you have something really special that can help the world. I want to help you. And how can we do it together? It's going to be a completely different game. And I say this because it's going to be about the kind of relationship-based connection that Bob modeled for us. He was about having relationships with people. He was about somebody seeing and really appreciating what he had to offer as a human being. As a human being. And that's going to really change the way we construct some of the relationships that have been on the planet. I'll say it like that. It's going to be, wow, let's do what our joy wants us to do. Let's do what our purpose wants us to do. Let's be collaborators in something that creates more beauty, more purpose, more love. And you know what that's going to do? It's going to bring men and women together, women and women together, men and men together, but it's going to look very different because instead of one person being kind of having more favor than you, it's going to be, how can we increase the favor in both of our lives? So that's how I saw it, Bruce.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's good. I think we should have a...
awareness.
I don't know. Yeah, that's right. And it'll be really cool to see how people interact and how couples interact and how
yes.
men and women, you know, come together and interact in kind of some new ways collaboratively, I think. And, you know, we're going to be looking at what appears to be quite a bit of change, you know, as we step into our new lives. And it's going to be, it's just going to be amazing, I think, to witness what the relationships between men and women look like and how they look like and what that is. And yeah, it might not be so much the rich man and the poor woman type thing. It could be
yep.
the exact opposite. Rich woman, you know, not quite as rich man. And it's going to be, it'll be really cool to see how people interact with the new paradigm of the blessing and everything that people are called to do and called to be in the future.
It's not going to be based on survival. It's not going to be based on survival, and that's why I love Bob's story so much. It was about growth, relationship, generosity, growing someone. Right. Growing someone.
Right. I just kept thinking about Bob and the orchards and all the experience he's had with you know, trees and apple trees and all that through his dad. And I just thought, of course, you know me, Bob, I love those Macintosh apples. And I just think, did anybody, in a way, when apples fall down from the tree, you got to pick them up pretty quickly or they're going to go rotten. And I was wondering if that was a form of gleaning, if people ever came into the orchards to do not pick apples, but pick them up off the ground. But you'd have to get them pretty quickly after they fell, wouldn't you, Bob, or they'd go bad?
Yeah, you would. And we didn't really have much of that.
No.
There were so many apples around, and they were so inexpensive.
Right.
Nobody needed to infiltrate the orchards. But
yep, that's good.
The bigger problem, Bruce, was we had so
yep.
many apples that gave us diarrhea, and we had to stop.
Oh,
you had
God.
So many?
Meaning ate yeah, so many, so, Bob? Ate so many?
Yeah,
I guess that is a byproduct of too many apples, isn't it? Yeah. And you remember, Bob, what are they called, crab apples? Well, crab
yeah.
apples are really sour, and of course, if you had a crab apple tree, you could... And I remember eating some of those. They just did not taste good. And I don't know if crab apples are any good for anything, Bob, but that's what I remember about apple trees. Oh,
yeah.
God. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what let's do, you guys. Thank you, Sue, for that teaching. And, Bob, great commentary on it. I love that. Love that you took us in a good direction with that. And I mean it, man. Bob, you guys know... As you've listened to Bob for years now, you know, he is one talented dude, and he is obviously a genius. We all knew that. I knew that 10 minutes after listening to him on our first conversation on the phone. And Sue is in the genius category as well. No question about that. And I'm lurking somewhere else, maybe in that close to category. But what's funny is that, you know, it's I love the concept of the orphanages and helping with, you know, we talked about Streets to Retreat. We talked about all kinds of projects, really. And orphanages are a great project. And I think that's something that Rebuild International will get involved in a little bit, probably in the DR, Dominican Republic, and maybe some other countries, too. So these are good teachings, Sue. And I love the fact that you brought those out to us and that we're able to listen to them, comment on them, and then take some of these things to heart. Really plug it in to who we are and allow us to learn from these and make these active parts of our soul, where we can put action to these words. I love that. That's really good. Sue, this is a great time for us to look into praise reports. And I mentioned I had a prayer request. If it's all right with you, I'd like to go ahead and bring that prayer request out first.
Okay, sure.
Okay. I have a prayer request to make to Big Call Universe. And that is a friend of mine named Tom had a stroke on Thursday morning, early morning. I found out about it after trying umpteen times to text and call him with no response. His wife picked up his phone and talked to me Sunday afternoon. I was almost home from going to lunch after church. And I was blown away because I care for this guy. He's an integral part to some of the activity that we plan to do as part of my, or our, because Bob is on it as well, our not leadership team, but advisory group. The initial advisory group. And now that he has had a stroke, he may or may not be able to do that. And if so, it could be later. Now, I've reached out to four different churches to put this on his prayer chain through people, through family, and my church, of course. And I'm going to request that everyone listening to my voice that believes in the power of healing and the power of prayer, that they take this request for his complete and total healing and full restoration of all faculties, all bodily functions, everything that would restore him to perfect and total health would take place. And I would request that anyone of faith in Big Call Universe, take this request seriously and pray. And if you have a prayer chain at your church or organization that you mention it, that it's just a friend of a close friend of Bruce of the Big Call. His name is Tom. And if you'll pray for him and pass that around the prayer chains, I really want to see him make a complete and total recovery. And that's my request. Well, thank you, Sue, for allowing me put that out at this time. You're welcome. Thank you.
Well, we all support you and Tom, and there's a lot of power flowing to Tom because of that.
Yes.
So,
yes, I believe that, and I thank you for that, Sue. That's really important that we stick together and we pray together and we're there for each other, you know? And I just think that, you know, I want him to be completely and totally restored. All right, so that's my request. Sue, do we have any actual praise reports?
We do, we do. And we have one from Pastor Scott, I'm happy to say. God's timing is perfect. Even when we think it's never going to happen, We continue to put our faith in God and trust in Bruce. Bruce, we thank you for all you've done over the years. And love you, Big Call Universe. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. Thank you so much, Pastor Scott. That was really fine. Right, Bruce?
Thank you, Pastor Scott. Absolutely. Thank you, Pastor. And we're continuing to lift you up and believe for you to make a complete and total full recovery in Jesus' name. Just as we are for Tom, we have been and continue to lift you up, Pastor Scott, as well. Amen.
And so thank now we're going to go to Jeannie's or Genius prayer.
Our own Jeannie.
I'm going to do a little funny thing with this very first one. I like the title, but it's not going to be applied as it can be both. It'll be applied the way the title or the way she writes about it and in some other place, which is listen to Bruce. Get ready day. Tuesday,
yes.
9:17. Is that cool? 9/17/24.
I like that. Yeah,
I know.
I like that. Get ready day.
But
people
are
get
you
ready. There's a
listen,
train coming.
Are you prepared for emergency crisis situations like natural disasters and pandemics? Or are you also ready for something amazing to happen with regard to the blessing? That's what we're going to do with it. National Respect Day, Wednesday, 9/18/24. Respect. These seven letters spell out something we all aspire to get and are taught to give out. National Respect Day encourages us to be more respectful to everyone and help others do the same. National Cat DNA
Meow.
Day, Thursday, 9/19/24. Join cat lovers as we celebrate one of man's absolute favorite companions. It's a holiday dedicated to one of the world's oldest pets, cats. Yes, I love animals. I grew up with a cat and a couple of dogs. Heavenly Father, we praise you today and always. Every morning and night, praise the Lord, give thanks, and always give God the glory for everyone and everything in your life, all the miracles. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Big Call platform, the leaders and listeners, Pastor Scott's improved health, the RV blessing. Thankful that the former president was not harmed. God saved him again. For all the miracles in our lives, may everyone have a blessed day and week full of God's peace, grace, favor, and the glory of the Lord. And that's from Jeannie.
Okay. Great, Jeannie. Thank you for that. That was cool. And, yes, you're a cat lover. I'm a cat lover. Sue, you had a cat too, didn't you?
For just a very short time, yes, like a year.
A year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
but
I love
she
cats
was a great cat.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Chloe, right?
Cleo.
Cleo. I was Chloe. I had the letters backwards. Cleo, yeah.
Yeah.
Cleo, that's a cool name for cats. Well, I like that. And, yes, People Get Ready Day for today couldn't be more applicable. It really couldn't. It's and I'll follow up on that in my segment. But yeah, thank you. That was really good. Thank you, Jeannie. Really very good. Sue, anything else in the way of praise reports?
That is it.
Okay. And Respect Day isn't that Thursday?
I have left the premises.
I believe you left the screen, if my memory serves me right. Yeah, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Okay, well, we usually play that song occasionally, so that's a good one. Very good. And I'll tell you what let's do, Sue. Let's get into you a little bit here in your segment, and let's find out what's been going on and what it is you'd like to bring to us tonight and how we might be part of whatever it is you are talking to us about.
Well, I'm going to talk about something that will be coming into our lives in a very remarkable way, and that is community and friendships and golden wisdom. And so what is so powerful to me, we have a group of people, there are, I think, about a total of 50 of us that are members of this thing called the Pod, People of Divinity, people that invested in learning how they could be wise, constructive, and evolving leaders for this new world we're about to enter. And I got an email, and Bob will like this, I think, at 5:24 in the morning. I think it was like, I don't know what day it was, 9/15/2024. And he writes this: "Dear Sue, this should come as no surprise to you. You've been preparing us for the best outcomes possible. How long have you known that meditation to achieve higher brainwaves would be pivotal to medbed utilization?" And this is what he was talking about, Bob. You'll love this. It appeared in, I guess, one of Judy's reports. And basically, if you're someone that is looking at this event as, oh my gosh, how am I going to be able to learn all this? How am I going to get my family organized, myself organized, my body organized? I feel distracted. I feel fragmented. I feel all over the place. My life is a mess. We are the only training guaranteed in the world that focuses on using brain waves that synchronize and bring harmony with Christ and train you how to get ready to be the most coherent, loving, wise version of a person that's going to be working with your own family, your own self, as in yourselves as your community. And this man, Doug, wrote about this article that was saying that the fact that we're moving into the quantum age, brainwaves, frequency, and getting connected to Christ through how you handle your brainwaves, getting into healing brain states, was going to be one of the most important aspects of not only the med bed, he's tying it to this article, but I'm telling you, it's going to be one of the most important possibilities that will happen for all of humanity. So if you're somebody that's listening to this call and you're saying, oh my gosh, I always feel like I'm so scattered, I feel like I can't stay focused, how am I going to do everything that needs to be done, it's all new, it's all foreign, the Golden Wisdom Bundle, we've done, I think, 163 classes, are our five most foundational trainings so that you're going to learn how to accelerate your identity, your skill set, your processing, walking through the process of building out your projects, all of that as a custom brainwave meditation to accompany the training. The only one. for humanitarians and people that are going to be building projects. You can find things maybe on entrepreneurs and things like that, but not for the wise leadership that is going to be required to navigate and create a new world that is free of the toxic, negative, very, very, very dark energies that have plagued the planet. So if you're serious, and when I say serious, if you're dedicated or you're devoted or your heart is resonating to this, please send us an email at integratedminds@hushmail.com, and that's spelled integrated, integrated minds at hushmail.com. Just put Golden Wisdom Bundle 300, and then you're going to put your name and Cash App that you can get. It takes 5 minutes, and that's all you'll have to do, and we'll write back to you, and we'll either give you our ID or ask you to, what is your ID, and you'll get the Golden Wisdom Bundle. Listen to Bruce's segment tonight, and I'm going to recommend, I'm just nervous about capacity starting tomorrow morning. If everybody, once 800 numbers come out, because we've got to get into our projects. We've been doing this for 9.5 years. The bundle ceases. The door closed. We cannot process what we're going to be doing and do the bundle. So if you're at all interested in this and you want to get it, there's something that's resonating. So you say, okay, I want to be more thoughtful. I want to be in my joy. I don't want to be in fear, survival, stress. Send us an email. And I want to talk about a woman, Bruce, that called me, and it turns out that she's like, she's listening to the call, she loves you, she loves Bob, but to have her say, I'm going to be teaching people about quantum meditation. Wait until you see what comes out, you guys, and you will have been connected through the big call to the future of the way we're going to create. This whole article is about the full power of the med beds is unlocked by using brainwave states and the healing process that is going to take place when you use those healing states. That's going to cut across every part of our life because of how that information has been suppressed, unless you were digging for it. It's how to get in your highest potential and your highest healing state. So that's really all I want to say for tonight, Bruce, is to make sure that people have the support they need and they get calmed down and they're not overwhelmed, and you can have that through the Golden Wisdom Bundle.
That's right. All right, Sue, that's a really good point to bring out, and I think that's interesting that you brought up med beds, because I have an update to give everybody. I don't normally talk about med beds with this the big call, but I think I'm going to bring out a couple of points tonight that'll be edifying to everybody. But thank you for that, Sue. Appreciate that. Really good. So, Bob, there are people out there that love you and love Sue and maybe even love me. But we love you, that's for sure. So tell us, Bob, what you've been seeing, what you've been reading in terms of testimonials and anything regarding a sale or whatever. We're coming down to the wire. Let's see, what's tonight? Today is the 17th. We're a little past halfway through the month. So what do you think we should be looking forward to the rest of the month?
Yeah, so we do still have a really great sale going on. And it's all about the immune system They have four products on sale that all help with the immune system. Our lignans are really, really powerful, probably the best product that's available really anywhere in the world to help with your immune system. Olive leaf extract is great. Lots of people know about that. And also we've heard lots about magnesium and zinc and also vitamin C. And all of those are on sale 25% off. And if you want to buy them in a bundle, you can get 30% off, which is a $47 savings. So that sale's still going on probably till the end of the month.
Okay.
And then I don't know if I can read all these testimonials, Bruce, but since Thursday, they just came pouring in.
Cool.
We have well over 3,000 testimonials, but here's a couple. And the reason that I think it's good to read these is there's a lot of people that are in the place or have the type of health condition or status that a lot of people had before they wrote these testimonials. And so if you hear something that, you know, sounds like you and you'd like to be able to have a similar experience to the people that have taken the time to write these testimonials, then consider that and, you know, give us a call and let us help you. This one is about our new product, Myotrol. It says, the combination of Gladiator barley and Myotrol is a great synergy for me as it provides the extra power needed for all my necessary packing in preparation for my move. As a 74 years young woman, I will take all the natural help I can get. Two pills of Myotrol and Gladiator barley gives me the turbo energy I need for the task. Thank you, Bruce, for bringing these great products. So there's a shout-out to the big call, Bruce.
There we go. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, ma'am. And I can relate to that, you know, having the energy to really pack up the house. Yep, that's good.
Yep. Here's another one about a person's house. It says, my body was always very tired and depleted of energy before the end of the day. After I started taking the collagen along with Boomer Boost and Gladiator barley, I started having a surge of energy even after I completed my daily routine. After cleaning my entire house, cooking three meals, shopping, and doing laundry, I noticed I still had enough energy to climb up onto the roof and sweep and mop and polish it. I never expected to feel this great. My sister is always complaining of being tired, so I'm going to have an order sent to her. Thanks. Now, that, I think, is breaking new ground. Here she works all day, then climbs up on her roof to clean her roof.
To clean and what else? And polish the roof.
Yeah. I guess she ran out of things to do. If you're up polishing your roof, you already blew through your to-do list during the day.
Man, that is incredible, isn't it? Wow.
Yep. Here's another one about our combo of Boomer Boost and barley. It says, this formula is second to none. I love the way the Boomer Boost and barley does business, and I receive my order in a timely manner. Thank you for that. You know, Bruce, this is something that relates to how people get things that they really want, right? So, like, some people have this fear of having their product to be on auto ship or subscription, right?
Yeah.
But when there's a product that you really like, you want to be on that subscription, and you want it to arrive on time, right? And if you don't get it, it's like, wait a minute, I thought I was on auto ship. Where's my product?
Right? Exactly.
And it's the exact opposite of people being afraid to pile up too much stuff, and then they can't get out of this auto ship, and it drains their credit card. The opposite of that is wait a minute, I'm down to only 8 pills left. It's the 23rd of the month, and I'm supposed to receive my auto ship by the 25th. Boy, I hope it gets here on time. That's what we hear from our customers, not, oh, I don't want to be on auto ship and save 10%. I'm afraid, you know, that I won't be able to get out of it. It's like, of course you can get out of it. Just give us a call.
Yep.
So
that's beautiful.
Here's one about our product called Aloe Vea Immune.
Mm-hmm.
This says, it's from a woman. I have had a lot of joint pain from arthritis in my hands, feet, and spine, causing difficulty with walking and with lifting objects with my right hand due to a new development of severe joint pain in the knuckle at the base of my index finger. The knuckle's been very red and swollen for several weeks. I decided to try using Aloe Vea Immune, taking only one capsule a day. It's been 4 weeks, and to my delight, the pain in my right hand is gone, along with the back pain and foot and ankle pain. It is delightful to move without difficulty.
Wow, that's terrific. What a great testimony for Aloe Vea Immune. I love that.
Yep. That product works really, really well for people post-stroke as well.
Good to know.
Here's a testimonial. It was very short and sweet. And it says, just as I expected, the Myotrol works to give me more energy and clear thinking.
Well, that's good.
It's great. It's like they heard us talking about it on the big call, and it arrived, and it did exactly what they thought it was going to. A lot of people are skeptical, you know, when they receive a new product that somebody says, oh, take this, it'll do this for you and that for you, and they're very skeptical. And in the case of Myotrol, it doesn't matter if you're skeptical or optimistic, it works so well, it's you're going to feel it regardless of your mindset. But here's a person who's like, all right, here it is, and I'm expecting it to work. Right? Well, that was a good move.
And sure was.
Let's see. Here's a person who wrote a testimonial about Myotrol that said the first thing she noticed was she was not hungry at all until about noon. And that's the first testimonial we've heard of people saying that they were eating less food and gaining muscle anyway.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first lady that's talking about it helping with hunger. But I do know that there are metabolic pathways being activated that reduce your hunger. That Eric Kurtz told us about that.
Oh, no kidding, huh?
And so, here's the last thing I'll say for tonight, Bruce, is just anybody is listening, give us a call at the office, especially next week. This week, Lucy's on vacation, so there's not as much service over the phone this week. Sometimes you have to wait to get called back.
Mm-hmm.
But if you hear these testimonials and you're like, I want that for me, or I want that for my husband or wife or my mom or dad or grandma, make sure you just go on to our website, get your Boomer Boost and Barley, get your Myotrol, get your Immune Defense Bundle, and if you need help in any way, you need help navigating to get your order placed, call us. If you have questions, say, hey, is it okay if I take this with this or with this medication? We can help you with that, all of that as well.
Well, that's great, Bob. Let's tell them, first of all, to get to the website, go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my website. When you land on our homepage, you'll see the banner at the top that says Boomers, and that's a direct link to Bob's website. So click on the banner that says Boomers. It'll take you right in to Bob's website. And then you can navigate that site and see everything that's there. Look, you can pull the products menu down and see the products on sale that Bob referred to tonight and see how that bundle will actually save you, what was it, $47, Bob, when you buy it as a bundle of the four products together. And that's a good buy.
Yeah, $47.
Right. That's a really good buy. So I recommend you do that. They're all excellent products. That is so cool about Myotrol helping this one person to seemingly not be hungry. And you know what? I wonder if that's something I've experienced too, not really having the, you know, to be hungry like that. That's good. I've noticed that in my life with taking Myotrol too. Okay, and Bob mentioned, you know, if you need any help, you know, with us from the staff, you certainly can call the toll-free number. It's 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. It's good 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, and that's Eastern Daylight Time for, what is it, next Sunday, Bob, we get into Daylight Savings on the 22nd?
Oh, no, I think that, let me see when the 22nd is. Got my
should
calendar
be a Sunday, right? Yeah.
The 22nd is on Sunday.
Yeah. I got the old calendar in the head since I can't read a calendar, so I got a few dates in my head, and that's one of them. So would that be our Daylight Savings? I know that's right after the summer solstice, right?
Oh, let me see.
Full moon, all that's coming up.
I think the full moon is tonight.
Oh, cool.
No, Daylight Savings is not at that same time.
Okay, cool.
Daylight Savings is later
in
on.
In October, right?
I think it's in November, actually.
In November? Ooh, that'd be good. Yeah. I love that. Yeah, let's not bring on Daylight Savings and lose this extra hour of daylight any sooner than we can. Yeah, that's good, Bob. Appreciate that. Well, thank you very much, Bob. Anything else that we should know about before we switch to the Intel portion?
No, I think that's it, Bruce. It's 7 minutes after 10.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks so much, Bob.
Yep.
Yeah, that's excellent. I'm going to go right into the theme that was mentioned by Sue, and that was the MedBed. I usually don't bring much up about it, but there's a couple of things that happened that I think you guys should know about. And one of which is that the leaders, if you will, in charge of the med beds for us have changed the amount of time that we can age regress and go back to. And it was set to go back 30 years. And the discussion was held and on Saturday, this past Saturday, and they said, well, why don't we do it this way? Why do we have to do this way? Why can't we go further back? And the idea was, if you're 80 years old, which none of the three of us were that old yet, but if you're 80, you could go back to the age of 30. So that's a 50-year age regression. So if you're 80 or, you know, or equivalent, you could go 80 or more, you could go back 50 years. And that's pretty significant. To go from 80 to 30 in a biological age is terrific. So I think that's a major deal right there. And the other part of that is the youngest age that you can go back to, let's say you're my age or Sue's age or Bob's age, you can go back to the age of 28. And that's what I had thought it was going to be originally, but it changed a couple of times. And now that's the age that I'll go back to. And I'm looking forward to that. That was prime time in terms of tennis and everything else. So, just a heads up, that's what the deal is. And the other thing is, I was told if you're a Zim holder, you get a little better preferential treatment on this. If you're a Zim holder, you can go back in 5 days or so after your exchange happens. You ought to be able to get in the bed five or 6 days. But I was told 5 days. And that's by people that are in charge. So I love that. That's great. Some people with dire need, and fortunately I qualify for that, I'll get in a little sooner. But it's all good. Something we should be able to take advantage of and enjoy. And I don't know if many people know this, but there's no charge to go into the MedBed. It's free. It's designed to be free. And I think that's wonderful. It is going to change the way hospitals operate to a large extent. And some hospitals will remain, but they'll become more like healing centers, which has more to do with nutrition and healing than it does a hospital. So it's going to be interesting as we watch that happen and see what kind of resistance there is and so on to it. But we have plenty of these things around the country and around the world, but we have the greatest number of those in here in this country. So I'm excited about that. I'm probably more excited about that than I am the money from the RV itself. That's in my personal situation. Let's go into what we've heard just the last day or so about bondholders. Bondholders, you know, we're supposed to be on a shotgun start with bondholders. They are getting funds put into their accounts if they can't already see them, and some can and some can't, in their accounts when they try to go online and put their codes in. But they are supposed to have access to those funds in the next few days. I've been told Thursday or Friday. So that is coming up pretty quickly. Today's Tuesday. So in 2 to 3 days, they should have access to those accounts. Now, in keeping with the idea of a shotgun start, where everybody goes together, Tier 4, that's what we're in, Tier 4B, Tier 4A is what we used to refer to as the Admirals groups, which there are 21 or 2 of those groups already. And so those guys should get their notifications the same time we get ours, I think. And here's where we stand on that. Intel doesn't need to be too long. You guys want to know when. I do too. And I found out when. So here's what we've got. All right, let me see how I want to say this. The Redemption Center people that are in charge of getting out the emails to the Redemption Center leaders throughout the country were told to put out those emails at 6 o'clock tonight and would take approximately 45 minutes or so, let's say an hour max, to get those emails out to the Redemption Center leaders or operatives. And that is great. And then, short and sweet, we have been told by numerous sources that have Redemption Center contacts in several states now that we should be receiving our notifications. That's our toll-free number, our 800 number, as we call them, tomorrow by noon tomorrow, which is Wednesday, the 18th. And so that's what we're expecting. You guys remember there was a sort of a possible assassination attempt on President Trump last, when was it, Saturday, I believe? And that delayed us one day as they were dealing with that, and that put us, instead of getting notified today, it put us getting notified tomorrow. That's okay. We can live with it. And thank God they caught the guy that was trying to use a weapon to assassinate President Trump. So keep him in your prayers all the time. I think you're going to find that's going to be important to have him in our future. And so here's where we are on this too. We always talk about where are we on Social Security increases. Still, by the end of September, where are we on the R&R, the Restitution and Reclamation Allowance, or that R&R, as I call it, is also supposed to be this month. And I believe for us that are going in for exchanges and ZIM redemption, we will have it already in our quantum account. When we go in and do our exchanges and redemption of ZIM, those totals that we have from the currencies and the ZIM, they will, when we get our quantum account opened up, we should have our R&R already in there. And to make sure that you take it, write down what it is. They won't itemize it for you. They'll just have it, as Bob likes to say, in a pile. So you'll have that total to write down, and you'll know that that amount was your R&R, and then your currencies, you know, have so much from your dinar, so much from dong, so much from your ZIM, all of those will go on top of that into your quantum account, and then you'll move with your quantum card, you'll move funds from your quantum account into your primary Wells account, or maybe you want to call it your master account, okay? So that is something that you'll do at your appointment. And you should have that ready to go right away. Now, let's go back to tomorrow. If we get notified, which we fully expect, by noon tomorrow on the 18th, we will use that toll-free number that comes in your email from Wells Fargo servers to set your appointment. And we are in the understanding that if we get the number, let's say before noon or 10:30 or whenever it comes in, that you'll call, set your appointment, and possibly go to exchange tomorrow, 3 hours later. I mean, you know, depending on when you get it, how quickly you can set your appointment. So that's very encouraging. We could be in the green, so to speak, tomorrow. And some of us might set our appointment up for Thursday. Either way. But that is very positive, and it looks like that is where we should be in getting started. Now, I want to say, we are looking for R&R, debt forgiveness of, you know, don't forget the idea of mortgages being zeroed out, credit card balances being zeroed out. That is all supposed to happen this month by the end of September. Today's the 17th, tomorrow's the 18th. You know, that gives us what? 12 or 13 days for that to all occur. And that is the main piece of everything I wanted to bring. But I do want to mention, if that's the case, I suggest, and I do believe it is the case, I do think, well, this is the time tonight to get in touch with Sue for the Golden Bundle 300. And that's all you need to get in touch with her for. The Golden Bundle 300 is $300. It's for 5 courses, 20 classes already recorded with meditations, with great information for everything you guys need before you get started with everything when you walk down out of your redemption centers. So, how do you get in touch with Sue? She said very clearly, you email her, and the address is integrated, I-N-T-E-G-R-A-T-E-D, minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. And in the body of the email, just send her your name and cell phone number, and that you either have or will get Cash App, A-P, Cash App. Okay? And in the subject line, just put Golden Bundle 300. Send those off to her tonight and be prepared to invest $300 in your lives initially to get everything that you want to have to get started. You are going to love those recordings. They're beautiful. You can listen to one a week or more if you want. And you can take that information and apply it to your life and to everything that you need to do moving forward. Highly, highly recommended. You've heard the testimonials over the last number of months on just how strong these classes are and how the pod works together, and it's fun. And everybody contributes, and Sue leads, and there'll be quite a bit that you'll be able to enjoy. It's very enjoyable. So I highly recommend you do it, and do it tonight. Get it out to her tonight, because once the numbers come out, she's not going to have time to do any more Golden Wisdom bundles or get those out or whatever. So get them out. Get these out to her tonight. Sue will do the very best she can to get these out right away. All right? So I highly suggest that you do that. As far as the sale that Bob has going on, that's great. We think that's good through the end of the month. And I'm going to make a recommendation. You know, certain things, sometimes we find ourselves without as much money as we'd like to have to take advantage of the products that Bob has with Boomers. The Aloe Vea Immune, for example, is a great product. The Myotrol, great product. Boomer Boost and Barley, Lignans, excellent. Premium Probiotics, all of those. The new Immune Defense Bundle of those four items, excellent. All of these things, I'm going to suggest that when we get our numbers tomorrow before noon and you guys go in for your exchanges and appointments, you know, possibly as early as tomorrow afternoon, evening, you know, don't forget about Bob. That's why it's a good idea to put the phone number for Boomers in your phone now. And I would just put it in under Boomers, parentheses, Bob. Okay, and then that way you'll have it. And that's that number is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. So pop that in your phone. Hop on your phone. I like that expression. Hop on your phone and give them a call and put in a decent order. Because sometimes, you know, money's been a little tight for a lot of people. I understand that. I get that. But now, when you got all the money in the world coming in, you'll be able to take advantage of this and do it for your health, of you, your family, your spouse, if it applies, your parents, if it applies, you know, your adult children, all of that. Everybody can take advantage of it. And Boomer Boost and Barley is your basic foundation as a dynamic combo. And then you can add collagen, it's great, and you can add lignans, all of this stuff. You know, I have quite a few products, I do, I have quite a few of them. And I take them every day. And I love it. I think it's great. So get in touch with Sue, as I mentioned, by email, integratedminds@hushmail.com. Tell her you're interested. You want the Golden Bundle 300. Go ahead and get that and do it now, because this should be your last chance for it. Everything I haven't heard, anything in the last few days that takes us off of this timeline. And so I'm going to believe and have faith for it to be the absolute timeline for us, for the blessing. The other thing I wanted to say is I would like you all, as I pray the call out, I'll pray for Tom. I want you guys to pray for my friend Tom and to lift him up and believe along with me and millions of other listeners in Big Call Universe that he makes a complete and full recovery, just like Pastor Scott is going to do. Okay? So I want to hold everybody to that, please. I don't ask for a whole lot on this call, but this is something that I'm asking of Big Call Universe. So let's do this. Let's thank everybody that's been part of this. Remember, if your email is registered on our website, bigcalluniverse.com, and you've got your website on there, you will get an email with the toll-free number, and we will be able to be in touch with you in the future regarding projects that we're going to be doing, like Rebuild America, like Rebuild International, and don't forget the Veterans Retreat Network and the Pastoral Retreat Network. Those four projects are my main projects. And this, it could morph, it could change over time, but right now that's what we're going with. And I know I like many of you, maybe 5,000 or more, to help and volunteer with us on Rebuild America. I've talked about that for many years now, and we'll see what that looks like. If we do have your email registered, we'll be able to get in touch with you and tell you and direct you to new interactive websites, and we'll be in touch with you and probably give you an update on when we're getting together and all that good stuff, okay? So please stay in touch. We won't forget you. Please don't forget us. There's a lot to do. Once this happens and you've got some money, yep, you are going to want to, maybe you want to get a new ride, okay? Pick up a new car. Yep, I get it. Maybe you want to move. Yep, maybe you want to update your home and do some stuff there. All of that. Maybe you just want to take a two-week vacation and chill out on the beach somewhere. I get that. All of that. Do it all. Do it all. We'll be in touch with you by email to let you know when we're ready to get started. Okay? Because we've got stuff to do, too. We all have stuff to do. So we know that. We're not going to get started on day two with projects, but we've got planning, and we've got the advisory group, and we're going to get together, get some things going, and get started. But we're going to do it slow and easy, take our time, and do it well. And I want you guys to be part of that. So let's go ahead and pray the call out, and then you guys can lift Tom up, please. And if you have a prayer chain with your church or another organization like that, please lift him up to the prayer chain, all right? Lord God, we just thank you that we've been honored to be in a position to receive this incredible blessing. It's really way above and beyond anything we could ask or think. And even though we've waited a long time and been very patient to receive it, we know we needed a certain amount of preparatory time. That time has been put to good use for us to be ready, to get ready for everything that's coming, in as much as is possible. That's what we wanted to do. And we thank you for the opportunity that we've had on the big call to bring the call in with prayer, to take the call out with prayer, and to also have a teaching, a biblically based teaching on each of the big calls twice a week. Thank you that that was done in a way so that we could honor you as our Heavenly Father. And thank you that you've honored us in the process by allowing us to earn, to learn things about you, about Jesus, about the Holy Spirit. Thank you for all of that. We lift Tom up now again to you for a complete and total recovery. And we want him to be completely and utterly healed and restored in his body, in his mind, in his bodily functions, every aspect. We speak complete and utter healing to him. And it's not in our own name, but it's in the name of your Son that you gave us to pray and speak things that are not as though they were, using the name that is above every name. And the name of Jesus is above everything. It's above strokes. It's above any disease that we have, anything. We lift Tom up, and we thank you that you're healing him now. And he's being healed completely and totally in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thanks, everybody, for being part of that prayer request that I had for you tonight. When you just find yourself thinking, I wonder what's going on. I wonder how Tom's doing. Lift him up. Pray for him. And I'll pass on to his wife the fact that I've mentioned this to as many as 19 million listeners globally on the Big Call. Thank you, international listeners. Thank you, Big Call Universe. Thank you, satellite team, for getting this call out using the Starlink system all around the globe. Thank you, everybody, for being so strong and faithful. And I know it's been a long journey. I know it. It's been 20 years for me in the currency. Some of you guys have been in since the beginning, like I have, 21 years. And thank you for hanging in there. We've lost some people in this in the waiting process, but I pray that God restores the time in our lives and that we were able to just do amazing things going forward. So everybody have a great night. Keep an eye on your emails tomorrow. Get in touch with Sue tonight. Get the Golden Bundle 300. And we'll be in touch by email. It looks like at this point, everything's moving forward. Everybody have a great night. I'm going to go ahead and shut the recording off. Here we go.